Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. Can we talk? How are you? Let's get that housekeeping stuff out of the way right now. Go ahead. If you have not subscribed to the Christopher Terrence Jones Show, what are you waiting for? Come on. You know what to do. Hit that subscribe button. Follow me on Twitter, Mr. Chris T. Jones. Follow me on Instagram, Mr. Chris T. Jones Show. So much is happening in the world. It's a brand new year, 2021. We are here. So, all that good stuff aside, I love you guys. Hope all is well. So, let me tell you what's been going on. Let's start here. I am on the road for work. I am in a little city called Coos Bay, Oregon, which is on the coast of Oregon. And as you guys know, I'm a school bus driver. So school is not open in California. Sometime soon, we're going to talk about that. They're supposed to open. But we're not open and other states are open. So my self happens to be in Coos Bay, Oregon, which I had never heard of in life. Oh my God. So let's just tell you the experience and the journey of coming here. So my company offered other locations, and I was trying to go with everybody else back like early November. Everybody else, or probably longer than that, went to Indianapolis. So I was trying to go there because, you know, all my friends was there. I wanted to hang out with everybody else, and it's just one big old party when we all together. You know how it is. Well, unfortunately, my boss just acted such an ass. I'm going to say the word. She was just so vindictive and so miserable. She kept saying no. Now, here we are, we've been at work since March 12th, 2020. March 12th, 2020 was the last day we were transporting school kids. And here it is coming up on almost a year. And she kept saying, we have to be available when we go back to work. We have to be available, so I can't let my drivers go. Where the hell are we going back to work to? We're still out of town. We're still out of school. It's not happening. So finally, on last week, they called me on Monday of last week and asked me if I would be interested in going to Oregon. I was like, I ain't got nothing else to do. So, yeah, of course, I'm going. I want to go because, if you know, we get our guarantee of 8 hours. And we get our rate of pay for California. We get lodging and we get a per diem every day. So, of course, you know, I'm doing nothing else. I'm sitting at home on my 5 hours. So, of course, I want to go where, you know, I'm going to get some extra money. So, started the process. That was Monday, January 24th. So, no information until I think it was Wednesday, the 27th is when we went into overdrive and they started emailing me information that I needed to get to Oregon here so that I could come here, such as fingerprints and all of this. And I'm telling y'all, I went back and forth with my boss. She sent me an email, and in the email it said that you could, if you were not in Oregon, you get your fingerprints done in the Bay. In Bay Area, wherever you were, whatever state, whatever, you just had to punch in the code. So I did that. She argued me up and down, baby, up and down, that I could not do that. And ended up being that I could do such. So I did that and I was done with that. Got my fingerprints done. Then I needed to fill out this form, an application, so that I could get a temporary school bus certificate here. And it had to be done via scan. So off to Kinko's, you know, I went and got my medical done again because my medical was expiring next month and you can't drive without a current medical. So now, when we had this discussion on Monday and on Wednesday of last week, they told me that I would only be here until school started, which was going to be February 16th. Now, like I said, we've been off since March 12th. September, other schools started and people started going from yards here in California to other locations. And as I say, she was an ass and would not let me go nowhere. You wait until we're at the point where we're 2 weeks away. And now you want to let me go. I mean, how dumb does that say? You only want to let me go somewhere for 2 weeks, but I've been sitting in the house all this time. So, got over that, got here. I am now here, like I say, in Coos Bay, Oregon. And so started that journey. If you don't know anything about when bus companies send you somewhere, it is an all-day experience. And it's sad to say that I only came from California to Oregon and it still took all day. So the day started with me out the door before the crack of dawn. I think my 5:15 is when the Uber came to pick me up. So I was up at 4 so I could be ready to go, packed. Uber came, and I'm telling you, this fool drove me to the Oakland airport. And if you're from the Bay Area and you've been through the Caldecott Tunnel, you know that it's a windy thing. And if you get in the wrong tunnel, it bumps up and down. This fool was in a little Hyundai doing 80 miles an hour. He never got off of 80 miles an hour from the time he picked me up, which was just crazy. I mean, just absolutely just crazy. And y'all know, bad review. Yeah, he got that. Got to the airport 5:47. That's how fast he was going. We left at 5:15. 5:47, I was at the airport getting out of the car. So by the time I got inside, I went to the machine trying to print out my little ticket and stuff, trying to get that through. Oh, that was a process. Nobody's at the counter because the counter doesn't open till 6. Who knew that? So I'm sitting in there, and you know, every time I fly, because I pack everything I need, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to pay. So I was like, it's probably going to be like $75 or whatever the case was. Let me tell y'all, my bag was 43.4. I made it under the 50 pounds, so I only had to pay the $30 bag fee. Isn't God good? Isn't he wonderful? So I did that. And now, let me remind you, the night before, when I was looking at my trip to information, there was a button. And so it said upgrade for $21. So I upgraded for $21 and got me some premium seating so that I could be comfortable all the way. And getting that elite seat, that meant that nobody was sitting next to me on the plane. So I had both seats. Perfect. Flew on, I think it was called SkyWest. I don't recommend them to anybody. Your seats are too hard. And that is my opinion. That is not me downing. I'm just saying I ain't recommending. That damn seat was so hard for me to be stuck in that plane like that. Oh my God, it was horrible. But we started that process at 8 o'clock. I flew from Oakland to Seattle. Upon arriving in Seattle, had a 2-hour layover there, and that's when I connected with some other drivers that were sitting there, and they were from Southern California, so we were all coming to the same place. And, you know, life's grand. We start chatting, the whole 9-9. Baby, that next flight we got on, which now, oh, mind you me, we were flying on Alaska, but they put us on their side company, SkyWest. The next plane I got on was this. I thought the plane I got on flying from Philadelphia to Poughkeepsie when I went to Poughkeepsie, I thought that plane was bad. That was a little propeller thing. Y'all know all of that with the little the little jets on the side, the propellers. Oh my God, spinning, that was crazy. This plane was 5 times worse. I was basically sitting on the lady next to me because the seats were so small. Now, your boy gained a couple of pounds, but I ain't gaining that much. I had to ask for a seat extender. In all my years of flying, I've never had to ask for a seat extender. I didn't even have to ask for a seat extender on the previous plane. So I'm like, if I was on the previous plane and I didn't put the seatbelt on and I wasn't losing circulation, why the hell do I have to have one now? Oh my God, that was just too much. Too much. But also, while I was sitting there, because my boss gave me no information about anything, the details of who was picking me up, blah, 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 none of that. And I contacted the location manager, safety manager at this place. He gave me the information. So landed. And I thought I saw it right. I thought I saw it right when I was, you know, checking out where I was coming. It was a 2-hour drive from Eugene, Oregon, to here in Coos Bay. Mind you me, there is an airport 10 minutes away from the hotel that I'm staying in right here in Coos Bay. But because my company didn't want to pay any more money, they sent us on the cheap way all the way around the mulberry bush. And I'm like, this has just got to be crazy. So we get on the bus. Of course, it's a school bus. And you know, school bus is not meant to be on for no 2 hours when you're an adult. It's kids is a whole different. But as you an adult and you got long legs, it is not built for you. So we start the journey on. Love the lady. Love her. She's a sweetheart, Rose. Love her to death. Here, you know they drive 55. Y'all know in California, we keep up with the flow of traffic, even though we're supposed to be doing 55. We keep up with the flow of traffic so that we are not a hindrance to the people out there on the highways and the byways. You know, we get on out the way. So we cruising along at 55, and baby, 55. Sometimes I felt like we were doing 50. So we stopped in this little area and went to go get food. So check this out. Now, y'all know in California, and I'm not sure how other states are doing, but in California, we were not able to eat inside. But you could go inside and order and get your stuff and leave. So I'm thinking, okay, they're going to be the same thing here. Well, that's not what happened. So let me tell y'all how this happens and how it works. So you can go into the Mexican restaurant and order and take your food to go. You can't sit down. There's none of that. You can go in the Subway, get your food, go, and out the door. Dairy Queen, which is, I was like, well, I'll just get some ice cream until we get to wherever we're going, because the hotel has a restaurant and I'll sit down because we haven't been able to sit down. So I will do that. Dairy Queen, you can't go inside. You have to walk through the drive-thru. And yes, y'all heard me say that, walk. So you get in between the cars, and as they pull up, you pull up. And mind you me, it's raining. It ain't stopped raining since we got in this school bus heading from Eugene, Oregon to Coos Bay. It has not stopped raining. So I was like, well, I'm not supposed to stand in line in the drive-thru in the rain, because I ain't got no umbrella. Your boy ain't got no umbrella. And I'm so confused as why I can't go inside. And I've only wanted some ice cream. So that's all I was trying to give, you know. It's Dairy Queen. I'm going to get some ice cream. Give me a little vanilla soft serve, you know. Just keep it moving. Well, gave up on that idea. And I walked back over to the liquor store. And I said, well, let me go get me something to drink. I'll get a Pepsi. And that'll tie me over in a bag of Lay's potato chips. That'll hold me over until, you know, I make it on to where we need to be. Well, we get back in the bus. We start that journey. And if you check out my Instagram, I'm going to put more pictures up. And I was doing some stories and stuff. It's been an amazing journey. I mean, it's a beautiful rural country. It's beautiful green. I mean, just amazing. Baby, no signal through some of those mountains. So we was just driving. Stuck in this bus. Stuck in the middle. And about, I guess we arrived here, I don't know, it was like 7 something. I mean, all day. All day. And so we got to this wonderful hotel. And we checked into the hotel. And thank God they gave us all day Sunday to just do nothing to recuperate from this travel. Normally, I fly in on a Sunday, and Monday morning, we're right into whatever location we're going to. So I was very happy that we had Sunday to just do nothing. So I decided on Sunday I wanted KFC. So now we're in Coos Bay. I'm like, okay, I want KFC. So we go over to KFC, park, and me and one of the other drivers get out, and we're heading to the door. The door is locked. And they say, you have to go stand in line. So I really wanted KFC really bad. So we got in line in between the cars. Now, let me explain this to you. Walked up to the little thing to order. And the man said because we were outside, he could not understand us and he couldn't hear us. So we had to physically walk to the window and verbally get our order when we did that. And I said, but when I'm sitting in my car and I'm yelling from my car and I'm standing outside right now and I'm closer to this thing, you can't hear me? That thing messed me up. I was like, this has got to be the most craziest thing I have ever heard in my life. But we stood in line. I took pictures, the car in front of us, and I kept going, beep, beep. You know, we're a car. Hey, that's what we're doing. This is how we do here in Coos Bay, Oregon. Now, I don't understand the governor. I don't understand the mayor, because like I told you, you could go inside Subway, but you can't go inside KFC. You can go inside Walmart, but you can't go inside McDonald's. But you can go inside the McDonald's in Walmart and order. I don't understand how the process is going. And so the next day, we went to this place called Shake Burger, which was suggested by two of the other girls who had already been here for a week. And they were from Barstow, California. And so we went over there, had a nice little hamburger. You could go in and order, but you couldn't sit down and eat. I need somebody to explain to me why each place does something different. So Starbucks is right across the street. They just built a brand new, beautiful Starbucks. What do you think? You can go inside and order. And get this. You can sit at separate tables. You can't sit there. The table has to be in between. It has to be empty. But you can sit down inside Starbucks. I don't understand who's in charge and who's in control and who's mandating the rules, because this stuff is screwy crazy. Screwy crazy. But let me tell y'all, the other thing that has driven me to be about mad crazy is that it has not stopped raining till today. It has rained every day since Saturday, and I mean nonstop rain, 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 rain. I want you to go away, but it hasn't gone away. And so that has been the experience thus far. And, you know, wonderful little yard. They drive what we call conventionals. And I would call them C2s because it's the second version of conventionals. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's the bus, the school buses you see where the engine is out in the front. So they have that big nose in the front. And you know, I drive a flat nose. So that's what people that don't know school bus, I drive a transit. So my bus looks like a city bus. It's just yellow. But so that's where we've been. And here I had thought I did all of my paperwork so that they would have everything for me. When I got here, child, you know that did not happen. My motor vehicle report, which should have been sent to them way before now, had never arrived. Then, of course, when I called my office, the phone is out of commission, as they've been saying that they keep having no internet in the office. So then I'm calling on cell phones, trying to find somebody to get them to answer the phone. And they finally send the stuff over, and now starts the 2 or 3 day process of waiting for them to grant me a temporary school bus certificate so that I am able to drive here in Coos Bay, Oregon. But as I'm sitting there listening to the trainer and as I'm watching the people there, because we're out riding every day on the bus and, you know, learning the area while we're here, I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what anybody says. California will always be the forefront of school bus training, school bus anything. what they call pre-trips here just don't make sense to me. And I'm looking at them like, oh my God. And they say they are the number one in training. I'm like, no, because if you go back and look at all of the old school bus videos, and I've been around long enough that the old videos that were out in the 1950s, in the 50s, y'all, and the 60s, the people who made those videos actually knew them. One of them was actually my boss for a little while when I worked at Berkeley Unified. Elaine Pecco was on the very first training for school bus drivers, that videos that were out back in them days when we had, you know, VH videos and junk like that. And then when they made them old movies that you spend on the reel and you put the little film in. Oh, wait, I'm some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna leave that alone because I'm telling how old I really am. But it's been an interesting experience. And like I say, I don't know how long I'm here. Our school has tentatively said that they're going to open February 16th. So who knows what's going to happen with that. If I go back, I would love to stay here till June. You know, it'd be wonderful money till June. Pay off some bills. You know, I'm all about paying off a good bill and doing that. What have you guys been doing? What has been going on? One of the other things that I just say I'm so happy about right now is that we have a new president, y'all. And I don't wake up every morning feeling like, oh my God, what did this idiot say on Twitter? Trump is quiet, y'all. He's quiet. It's just peaceful. We don't have to hear no foolishness. And that's just amazing. I love that fact. I don't even, you know, stress about Twitter, about what's going on in the world, because we don't have to worry about hearing him because he was banned, as y'all know, from Twitter. Oh, thank God. That just has given me so much life. It has given me so much life. So that makes, you know, for perfect days. I wake up here, peaceful sleep, got a nice little room. You know, we're in a place that they don't have kitchenettes or kitchens in the room. So I got a little refrigerator and a microwave, and we keep that going, get my little rest on. But so much it's just always something going on. I want y'all to know I couldn't understand or believe that this was happening. Y'all saw that the man pepper sprayed the 9-year-old girl. I just, there are no words. There really, really, really are no words. A 9-year-old. Are you telling me you couldn't control a 9-year-old? And I understand that there is all kind of different circumstances, but she's 9. There's no more to say after that. She is 9 years old. And it's just so sad. It really is so sad. And the more things change, the more they stay the same. The more they stay the same. I saw this as well on People. That came to my on my Flipboard, and I was really hurt when I saw this. But there was a family who was killed this weekend, and it was by the mother's boyfriend. And the boy, a little 11-year-old boy, he was shot along with his mom and his sister. And before he died, he named the mom's boyfriend as the killer. Whew. So on last Saturday, while I'm traveling here, like I say, there's always somebody worse off than you. Y'all know I jack up names, but I want to make sure I try my best. DeZondria D. Wallace, her 14-year-old daughter, LaPortia, and her son, Jacorby, 11. They were found dead in their St. Paul home. And what's really sad is that she's 30. 30. And she was dating a 26-year-old. And I'm trying to laugh my way, because it's, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. I'm stuck right there. His name is Takeith, and it's spelled T-E-K-E-I-T-H. So I was trying to move myself, but I guess I shouldn't be laughing at that. But she was dating a younger boy. This is a boy. You have two kids, and you have a 14-year-old, and this boy is 26. These are not his children, and you allowed him into your space. And she said that she had moved there, because she had dreams of becoming a lawyer, helping minorities in need. And she wanted to do something different with her life. She wanted change. She moved from Mississippi, and they've only been in St. Paul for 6 months. This fool that shot her and her children told the police he killed the family to save them. How are you saving them if you killed them? What are you saving them from? I don't even understand. And it's so sad, ladies. If you're trying to get your life together, don't bring a man into the situation, especially when you have children, especially when you have young children. And it just hurts my heart that the last words out of this little young boy's life at 11. And I know it was his time. Y'all, some of y'all can say that that's not it, but everybody has a designated time when we are leaving here, whether you want to accept it or not. Everybody has a designated time. And it was his time to leave. And after being shot 5 times by this fool, he still was able to tell the cops when they asked him, "Who shot you?" He said, "Keith." So sad. And I don't understand, to Keith, I don't know. How are you saving them? You shot him 5 times. You shot his sister 10 times. And you shot their mom 2x. How is that saving anybody? Lock this fool away and leave him there forever, which we know is going to happen anyway, because y'all know in the United States, there are 2 different rules when it comes to the law. There's rules for black people, and there's rules for Caucasian people. Perfect example. One of the women who charged into the Capitol riots, she asked the judge to let her take a vacation in Mexico. You heard me right. Jenny Cudd, who has a flower shop. Man, she also ran to be the mayor from Midland. She wrote to the federal judge on Monday asking for permission to visit the Riviera in Mexico for a 4-day retreat. A 4-day retreat. There hasn't been a response yet from the officer. She was charged with 2 misdemeanors, one for knowingly entering a restricted building, and the other disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. And of course, you know, she was released like all of the rest of them. If y'all check the story, there was a black man that you guys saw in the picture. He's still in jail. He was not released like everybody else. We saw the man who had on the weird looking outfit. He asked to have all organic food in jail. You're in jail, right? Just want to make sure we're all clear where you are. You're in jail. But he only can eat organic food. And what did they do? They gave him organic food. There are two sets of laws. And a lot of this is because so many people don't vote. They don't vote on a local level. And put people in the position who are not biased and who are there to say that the law is for everybody and it should be equally for everybody the same. So my prayers go out to the family. Whew. To lose your child, because I'm not sure if the mother, if her parents were living, but you know, it's my deepest prayer that, you know, the family is able to heal. And I'm sorry that it has to be such a tragic death in the midst of COVID, which, as I said the other day, and I'm going to keep saying, just because we're in 2021 doesn't mean that COVID stopped people. You still need to wear your mask and you still need to social distance. Super Bowl is coming up. No, you don't need no Super Bowl party. And if you think you can't get it and you think you won't get it, it's still happening. Nick Cannon just tested positive for COVID. Michael Strahan just tested positive for COVID. So, yes, it's still out there, people. Wear your mask, social distance. Keep yourself out of super spreader events where there is a bunch of people at. Stay away. I promise you. You want to make sure that things change for you. Just do the simple stuff so that you don't end up in a situation where you're in the hospital praying that you make it out. You know? I'm just telling you the truth. It's the only thing that I can tell you. One of the other things that I saw in the news that really frustrated me, and I like him. I like our governor in California, Governor Newsom. But he said something just recently that was so, just didn't work for me. He wants to focus on opening California schools, but he says you can do that without vaccinating the teachers. COVID is still out there. We shut down for December all the way into January because they were so worried about the numbers going high because so many people had traveled over Thanksgiving and Christmas. And of course, our numbers did go high again. The hospital beds were full. We were just at capacity. So now you want to put all of these people back on the road. Mind you, me, folks in California have still been going. They don't stop going. The traffic is still crazy because we deliver lunches once a week to the kids. So we do that so that they can, you know, have nutrition. And I'm sitting here praying every day to leave out there by 1 because at 2 o'clock, the traffic is just as bad as if we were never shut down, if like we were still open. Now, teachers are still dying from COVID. We just lost a school bus driver yesterday. I saw it in the school bus news who died from COVID. And you want people to take the vaccine. But then the people, you want everybody to do it, but the people who want it can't even get it right now. There are people who want it and they can't get it. I'm one of those that I have no desire to take it, and I will be the last to take it because there's no history on it. Now you're saying that there's a new strand out, and so if there's a new strand out, it doesn't have any data on what you just spent this time. And mind you me, they rushed through this. They rushed through this. It was like, oh yeah, we're going to get this out. We're going to get this out. And look at the congressman. I think it was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, who took it, the both back, the first and the second, and still sick. So I'm like this. I know that we have to get back to start moving, but places like California, where we have tech companies on every corner, there should be no reason why we should not have laptops, because all of those companies should be donating, Instead of the taxes going to fix the streets that ain't getting fixed, make sure that every child has an iPad. Make sure that every child has a has some type of computer at home. And then start building where there is internet. How are we the most advanced country and internet is not free? I don't get that. And there are several teachers, you know, that they don't want to go back to work because what can you guarantee them? Because everybody's not being truthful where they're going. And you know, when people get around their family, they're not social distancing. And let me tell y'all this. I said it early on, way back in March. But one of the students at my school, that's we were the second school in our county to get somebody who had COVID. Because one of the family members had been around the child, and the child, of course, eventually didn't get it, but they were put into harm's way. And so the governor says, that he believes schools can return to in-person instruction as teachers begin to receive their vaccinations. But that means you want teachers to go back without any type of vaccination. And he said, I want to safely reopen schools. I want to do it in a sustainable way. I believe you can safely reopen schools in this environment. Now, mind you me that San Francisco just went ahead and the city of San Francisco is suing San Francisco school district for not opening back up. Is that the best we can do right now? Is send a lawsuit when so many lives have been lost? So many lives have been lost. Are we forgetting that? Are we forgetting that part? I don't know. Y'all tell me. What do you think? I don't know. It's not right. It's not right. And hopefully things will change. I'm very confident in our new president. And I'm confident in the 100-day mask required by all. I'm confident he's working on everything he can to get us out of this, because our previous idiot president put us in such a bad situation. He put us in a bad situation. So it's going to get better. It just takes time. It takes time. And when you've had 450,000 plus deaths from COVID-19, it just does not go away overnight. I promise you it doesn't. So get yourself together and get right. Follow what the scientists are saying. It just, You got to pay attention. And here we go. Here we go. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come right on back. And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that little commercial break. So check this out. There's a young man who lives in Canada. Is that where he lives? In Toronto. He is 23 years old. His name is Kamar Gary Laylor. Y'all know I'll jack it up. I keep telling y'all. He's a Canadian architect student based in Toronto. So he came up with this amazing thing, and he did it on TikTok, so you guys can go over. His name is Kamar, K-E-M-A-R, Gary, G-A-R-Y, last name L-A-L-O-R. His mom, Trudy Ann, had COVID-19. She had lost both her senses of taste and smell. And so he started to feel the same way, and he lost his sense of taste and smell. But he was never tested for COVID. He told BuzzFeed that his mom said she had recovered her taste and smell within days. So he asked how she did it, and she showed the remedy. So he decided that, well, first off, this remedy was made from his grandmother in Jamaica. So when his mother was a child, it's what his grandmother used to give to his mother when she was sick. So the recipe entails cooking an orange peel over an open flame until the fruit is entirely black on the outside. After that, you peel off the burnt orange skin. You mix the cooked orange in either a cup or a bowl with brown sugar, and then you eat it. So, of course, he tried it. He had never had it, and it worked for him. So then he figured out, you know, a few days later, his mom was making it for his younger sister. And he said, well, if it could help us, it could help somebody else. So he did a TikTok video showing how it has been done. So you can find him on TikTok, for those of you who have TikTok, at T-O-O-S-M-X, and I'm going to say the L-L, not I-I, but it says how to get taste buds back, hashtag how to, hashtag taste bud, hashtag life hacks, hashtag health, hashtag remedy. So y'all check it out. It can help some of y'all who have had COVID. Get your sense of smell back and get your taste back. Because that is one of the things that I've heard for those who have had the mild cases. That's one of the things that happens. So we want to make sure that, you know, you have whatever remedy possible to get yourself in order. I just want to send prayers out to John Legend. He lost his grandmother. So, you know, we want to make sure that we pray for him, because losing a family member in this time is already crazy enough, but losing a grandmother, just even worse. I saw this too. Y'all know, I thought it was kind of funny. His name is Russell Tovey. And y'all know I jack it up. He is an actor that we have seen on several shows. If you watch, like the rest of us who are at home right now, watching all kind of Netflix, I mean, that's all we're doing right now. Everything we do is on Netflix. So he's an English actor, and I fell in love with this show called Quantico. Oh, my God. While we have been off, I fell in love with Quantico. Oh, my God. Just love it. Well, he is an openly gay actor person. He lives his life. And so he did an article where he said he had once struggled to get his parents to accept him as a gay man. But now he takes his mom to Leather Pride events. Y'all, he done got his mom and dad to come around. He brought them to San Francisco. He was here filming in San Francisco, and he brought them to Folsom Street Fair, which is a leather event, and it is real graphic, and is for those who are into leather. So, if he can get his parents to come around, some of y'all can do the same thing. Accept your children where they are. Let them live their lives. What you wanted for them is not what they wanted. And this is all about everybody being happy. And COVID should have y'all where it just, I'm going to love everybody around me because tomorrow is not promised. That's where we all should be. Nobody should be any other different place than that right there, is making sure that we love on each other, making sure that we mind our own damn business. See, it does wonders. It does wonders. Y'all, it is officially Black History Month. Officially Black History Month. February. They only give us 1 month. So let's jam it in. Who should you know about in Black History Month? We all know the name, but you may not know the story. Bayard Rustin. He was credited for the March on Washington with Dr. Martin Luther King in August of 1963. But what most people don't know, he did all this organization. He strategized, y'all. He did all this stuff in the shadows because he was a gay man in the 1960s. The 1960s. And, you know, of course, being gay, he was considered to be much of a liability to be on the front lines of the movement. So he did everything from behind the scenes. Amazing. Freaking amazing. Just because somebody's sexuality doesn't mean that they're limited in other areas. And just like y'all know, Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. Somebody else did. Well, Claudette Colvin was the one who first sat down on the bus and refused to move. So before Rosa Parks gave up her seat in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955, 15-year-old Claudette Colvin chose not to sit at the back of the bus. She was touting her constitutional rights to remain seated near the middle of the vehicle. She challenged the driver, and you know, of course, she was arrested. She was the first woman to be detained for her resistance. However, her story isn't nearly as possible, you know, as well known as Rosa Parks, because that was the face that they wanted to use at that time. But you need to know who she is. You need to know who she is. Bessie Coleman, y'all, 1892 to 1926. She was the first licensed Black pilot in the world. But she was never recognized as a pioneer until after she died. History has favored, y'all know, we always talk about Amelia Earhart or the Wright brothers. Coleman went to flight school in France in 1919, that puts her as the first. And she paved the way for a new generation of diverse flyers like the Tuskegee Airmen, y'all, the Blackbirds, and the Flying Hobos. Black history. Know your Black history. Know that we have contributed to so much in this world. So much. Ethel Waters, 1896 to 1977. She was a blues singer, but she made history for her work in television. becoming the first African-American to star in her own TV show in 1939, The Ethel Waters Show, which she was nominated for an Emmy, and 1962. Know your history, y'all. Know your history. There's so much out there that you guys did not know. And this one is just, I know you know the name. If you watch Love Jones, you know the name. Gordon Parks, 1912 to 2006. He was the first African-American on the staff of Life magazine. And he would become responsible for some of the most beautiful imagery in the pages of Vogue. Y'all know Vogue. He was also the first black director of a major film, Shaft. Shaft, come on, don't act like y'all don't know that. And, in 1999, he told Life, "I saw that the camera could be a weapon against poverty, against racism, against all sorts of social wrongs. I knew at that point, I had to have a camera." Gordon Parks, y'all. We do everything. Jane Boland, 1908 to 2007. She was a pioneer in the law. She was the first black woman to attend Yale Law School in 1931. In 1939, she became the first black female judge in the United States, where she served for 10 years. One of her significant contributions throughout her career was working with private employers to hire people based on their skills, as opposed to discriminating against them because of their race. She also served on the boards of the NAACP, Child Welfare League of America, and the Neighborhood Children's Center. Know your history. Entertainment. Maria P. Williams, the first black woman to produce, write, and act in her own movie, The Flames of Wrath, in 1923. We have female directors like, you know, Oprah, Ava DuVernay, Shonda Rhimes. This lady paved the way. Maria P. Williams, 1866 to 1932. She was a city school teacher in Kansas. And she was an activist. And she detailed her leadership skills in her book, for those of you who read, My Work and My Public Sentiment, in 1916. Check it out. We have paved the way for so many that are here. If you're a little older, you remember a young little girl named Ruby Bridges. She had no idea that the bold act that she would commit in 1960 would set off a chain reaction leading to the integration of schools in the South. She was just 6 years old when she became the first African-American student to attend William France Elementary in Louisiana at the height of desegregation. She is now the chair of the Ruby Bridges Foundation, which was formed in 1999 to promote the values of tolerance, respect, and appreciation of all differences. Each week, I'm going to bring you something about Black history. So make sure you get with it. Learn your Black history for those of you who don't know it. It's a lot out there. So check this out. Hope all is well with you. You guys, stay tuned. Share the podcast. Tell a friend. Comment. Let me know what you think. Ask questions as usual, and I promise I will respond. The Fellas Point of View podcast comes back this week. So stay tuned. On Friday, there will be a new show. We will be back. The Fellas are back. And, of course, make sure that you're on Wednesdays evenings, you're watching Facebook for the Perspective Talk Show with myself and my brother, Deshaun Little. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary last week. If you haven't, go watch the show. Rahsaan Patterson, B. Slade, Nikita Fox. Oh, my God. This was an amazing show. So go check it out. I'm out. Follow me, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Love you guys. You guys have a great week. And I'll see you next week.